You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has vowed to continue extremely difficult but essential efforts to evacuate all those remaining in Mariupol's Azovstal steel plant. After rescuers evacuated the last civilians, Mr. Zelensky says that the focus would turn to extracting the wounded and the medical staff.
We managed to save more than 300 people, women and children. In fact, we took all civilians out of the Azovstal plant and are now preparing for the second stage of the evacuation mission to evacuate those who are wounded and medics. Of course, if everyone fulfills the agreement, of course, if there are no lies, of course, we are working on evacuating our military, all the heroes who are defending Mariupol. It is extremely difficult but essential.
People evacuated from Mariupol arrived at a reception center in the Russian-controlled Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine in the town of Bezimene. Many people have been trying to evacuate from Mariupol, but not everybody is successful in the attempt, as a 75-year-old Marina says.
We managed to save more than 300 people, women and children. In fact, we took all civilians out of the Azovstal plant and are now preparing for the second stage of the evacuation mission to evacuate those who are wounded and medics. Of course, if everyone fulfills the agreement, of course, if there are no lies, of course, we are working on evacuating our military, all the heroes who are defending Mariupol. It is extremely difficult but essential.
The evacuees were handed over to United Nations and International Red Cross Committee representatives to then be transported to their preferred destinations. The situation at the plant has drawn the world's attention, with the United Nations and the International Committee of the Red Cross desperately trying to organize evacuations. In recent days, fighters inside had described bringing out small groups of civilians who had been hiding there for weeks. It remains unclear what will happen to the estimated 2,000 Ukrainian fighters at Azovstal, both those still in combat and the hundreds believed to be wounded. Meanwhile, CIA Director William Burns says that Russian President Vladimir Putin is showing no signs of being deterred.
I think he's in a frame of mind in which he doesn't believe he can afford to lose. So the stakes are quite high in this phase in the east of Ukraine, as you know, Ukraine's military, with support from the West, continues to resist with a great deal of courage and tenacity. And as President Zelensky continues to demonstrate really remarkable leadership and resolve as well. But I don't think this means that Putin is deterred at this point, because he staked so much on the choice that he made to launch this invasion, that I think he's convinced right now that doubling down still will enable him to make progress.
The Director General of the World Health Organization has repeated his plea to Russia to end the conflict in Ukraine. Following his visit to Kyiv, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the WHO stood with the people of Ukraine and vowed to help support the government to treat those injured in the fighting and maintain the country's health services. The WHO has verified 200 attacks on healthcare facilities in Ukraine since the beginning of the war. Speaking from the Ukrainian capital alongside Mr. Ghebreyesus, Michael Ryan, executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, says he trusts the International Criminal Court to take up the necessary investigations to assess the criminal intent behind the attacks.
It is very clear in international law that it is not only the responsibility of conflicting parties not to attack healthcare facilities, but to deliberately not target them. So this discussion we have around collateral damage or accidents, we have to ask our questions: how many accidents can you have before you are in a situation where it is completely and utterly unacceptable?
United States First Lady Jill Biden has met with Ukrainian students and their mothers as part of efforts to offer humanitarian assistance during the conflict with Russia. Dr. Biden visited classrooms in Romania to speak to the refugee children, where she received a warm reception and heard the stories of mothers firsthand.
It's solidarity here in Romania, that you're all working together. And I think this is really, unfortunately, just the beginning. Just the beginning. So I want to thank you all for being here, and thank you for what you're doing. It's just, you're doing an amazing job I mean, Romania is, the Romanian people are amazing. To welcome all these refugees into their homes and offer them food and clothing and shelter and give them their hearts. And it's, I think the world knows that. And so, thank you.
It's estimated 840,000 Ukrainians have fled to Romania, and President Joe Biden's wife is traveling to Slovakia to meet more refugees to show a commitment from the U.S. to help those in need. Earlier on Saturday, Russian forces shelled settlements in the northeast near Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv. The attacks blew up three road bridges to slow counteroffensive actions by the Ukrainian forces, Ukraine's general staff said. Russia's defense ministry said it destroyed a large stockpile of military equipment from the United States and European countries at a railway station in the Kharkiv region. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.